Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Tazayin. We will begin on Daf Tazvav and Beis, 13 lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced, Rav Chisda had introduced a new concept, and that was Oikulam B'kiyam Aget, Oikulam B'Tekanos Chachamim. The Gemara over there was referencing how to deliver get and what is the way that the get will be considered a valid get, but the point of the Gemara was that the point of Chisda made was that Chazal only accepted when something could be done in one way. We can't connect two disparate ways of making a ket valid and combining them and making it work. And now the Gemara is going to discuss different areas in halacha where the same question comes up. We know on Shabbos there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the primary characteristic of a Rosh Hashanah is that it is in a closed area. And the question is that the Gemara discusses if we have a combination of two different enclosures, can those two different enclosures create a Rosh Hashanah? It says Rav Chisda, Gidut Chamisha. If we have an embankment, we have ground that is five tefachim tall, and mechitza chamisha, and we have a mechitza which is five tefachim tall. Emet starfin. We don't; those two different enclosures don't combine. That we should not have an enclosure of ten tefachim, because the halacha is atshe kula mechitza in order. For an area to be considered properly enclosed, it should be either a wall, a kula b'gidud, or it should be entirely an embankment. But to combine these two different enclosures is not halachically acceptable. So Rabbeinu Tam asks that the Gemara explicitly tells us in Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph that if we have a pit that's 10 tefachim. That's five tefachim deep, and around the pit, there's an embankment, there's the earth that's around the pit, that's also five tefachim deep. Everybody agrees that that area, that pit is Rosh Hashayachid. We just learned that two different types of enclosures cannot combine to be a mechitza. So Taisa says that when we're speaking here about the inability for them to combine to make a Rosh Hashayachid, that's only for somebody who's standing outside of that area. Or if you have two separate areas, will that wall be considered valid to be a mechitza to separate the two areas? But certainly somebody who's standing within the pit, the halacha is that it's considered, the halacha is that it would be considered Rosh Hashayachid. The Shas Chuvas Har Tzvi, Erechaim Chelik Beis Simen Yutches, says that there's a question. We know a very important way of relying on carrying on Shabbos is by making a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Har Tzvi discusses if we have the Tzuras HaPesach, the door frame that we're trying to rely on to make a Tzuras HaPesach, can it be built as a combination of two different things to make it into Tzuras HaPesach. And he wants to suggest that based on our Gemara, we cannot. And this concept of being able to combine different halachic principles, can we or can't we, has many different ramifications. One question that the Poskim discusses regarding Hanukkah. We know on Hanukkah, it's certainly it's better to light a menorah with oil candles than to use wax candles. But what's the halacha if somebody doesn't have enough oil? Can he combine oil and wax? Some candles will be oil and some candles will be wax. The Shuas Yaakov, the Mishnah Brura in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Cotton Base quotes the Yeshua Shachman says that we can't combine different candles in one menorah. He does, of course, say that in one house, we could have different people lighting different type of menorah. But some people will light wax candles and some people will light oil. But one menorah should be a combination is not acceptable. However, that the Be'er Hativ quotes the Shish Yaakov that it's certainly it is permissible to light a menorah with different types, to light the menorah with different types of candles. Another shayla that I saw, the Shas of Chuvas Elif Shloima discusses regarding somebody who we know that if you say Meir Atol 90 times, or if you say Mashvaruach Meir Agoshem 90 times, so that's we, and then you have a question. If you said the right thing, we can rely that you did. Why would be the halacha? Because, and the basis of that halacha is because we daven three times a day. So in 30 days, we daven three times, which will equal 90. And therefore, we could assume that after you said it 90 times, you're already accustomed to say it in a certain way. Why would be the halacha if somebody davened for 15 days, davened with the new nusach that he's supposed to say, and then he says, instead of saying this Mashvaruch Meir Agashem or Meir Atol 90 times, he will say it 45 times. Can we combine the two different ways of saying that we get accustomed to saying it the right way? Or you could get accustomed to doing it by davening, so then you need 30 days. Or you could get accustomed by saying it 90 times. But to combine different types of ways of accomplishing the same halacha, that will not be acceptable. And he takes a strict approach based on our Gemara that you can't combine different ways to make the different approaches to make it halachically acceptable. Another question, however, that comes up is regarding tefillin. So we know that the minig is that we wear tefillin the way Rashi told us to have the tefillin written. However, the Rabbeinu Tam has a different way of writing tefillin. And the question is, and therefore many people, in fact, put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam the second half of davening, or after davening, to fulfill both of the approaches. What will be the halacha where somebody put on tefillin shel yad of Rashi, or tefillin shel Rosh Rabbeinu Tam? Can they combine or not? Now this, the Paiskim say, is really not the same question as what we've been discussing in our Gemara. Because the question that really needs to be analyzed in discussing this question is how do we look at the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. If we look at the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh as one mitzvah, so of course you can't wear tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh at the same time. You can't fulfill both obligations at the same time because the two mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, are fundamentally disagreeing. However, if we hold that the two tefillin are two separate mitzvahs, then they maybe could combine. Darsh Merema, so says the Gemara Merema Toras, Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitztarfin, Filchasa Mitztarfin, the two different ways can combine. Bay Ilfa, so now Ilfa asks another question. Yodayim Taras Lachtsoim, Ain Taras Lachtsoim, can the hands become tar halfway? And the Gemara immediately explains what was meant with this question. Hey Chidami, Ilayim the Kob Moshu Beitrei, the two people are washing their hands one after the other. This way Rashi explains the Gemara Merevius. That means every person only washed their hands for half of a Reus. Ask the Gemara Vatanan, that isn't the question. The halacha is clearly Merevius. The Mishnah Masechta Yudayim Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph teaches us that one must wash his hands from Merevius. Merevius Noitlin Yudayim lechod, we could use one revius of water to wash our hands for one individual. Afilu l'shnayim, even two people could use a revius to wash their hands. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the Gemara is speaking about a case that if somebody is washing immediately after somebody else, right when the first person started with a revius, even though the amount of water that we have now left is less than a revius, the halacha doesn't make a difference. Since we started with a revius, certainly if he washed his hands under the first person's hands, it's fine. But the way Rashi seems to learn is even if he washed his hands immediately after the first person washed his hands, since the first person started with a revius, then the second person is acceptable as fine. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that every person has to start with a revius. So the Rambam explains what this Mishnah means to say is that we know when we wash our hands, we have to wash each hand twice. And the Rambam is saying what the Mishnah over there is teaching us is that if one person washed his hands the first time, so now when he's coming to rinse his hands the second time, he doesn't have a revius left. But the halacha is that since he started washing his hands with a revius, even though he doesn't have a revius left for the second hand, it's still, for the second washing, it's acceptable. The Rebbeinu Yonah says that you always need a revius. But what this Mishnah is coming to teach us is that you always have to begin with a revius. Here, Halacha is teaching us that even though I didn't begin if this cup began with a revius, and now I am the second person, I'm coming to wash my hands with that revius, the Halacha is that I can begin washing with the remaining water, but of course I'm going to have to get revius, I'm going to have to get the amount of water to get to a revius to complete washing my hands. But again, we're going to learn, like Rashi, that even though it's that the second person can wash with less than a revius, as long as the first person start with a revius. And like we said, that even though the second person's hands are under the first person's hand, and the first person's hands, when they touch that water became tamei from the first person's hands. So now when that water comes on the second person's hand, the water that's coming on the second person's hand is tamei water. And if the water that comes on the second person's hand is tamei water, the question is, how could that water be used for washing one's hand? So the Rambam says the way to understand the pshat, the way to understand that psak is that the halacha views one hand that's under the other hand as one big hand. And since it's considered one big hand, that's why there's not a problem of one tamidiga water on taradiga hand. It's all one big hand. The Chashukei Chemed has an interesting question. His question is, two people are coming to wash their hands. It says it comes up, let's say, by a wedding, and that two people by the sink. One is just came out of the bathroom, and therefore he needs to wash his hands because he just came out of the bathroom. And the other person wants to wash their hand because they want to eat. And the question is, who goes first? Obviously, in a situation where there's enough water, this wouldn't be a question. The question is, where there is limited amount of water, what should we do? Who should we say should wash the hands first? And the Chashukei Chemed suggests that the person who went out of bathroom has first rights to wash the hands. For he explains that washing one's hand when one leaves the bathroom is to remove tumah. And because the purpose of the washing of the hand is to remove tumah, that's a much more serious, serious issue than washing your hands because you want to eat. If you want to eat, you don't have to eat. And therefore, he says, if there's a limited amount of water, the water should be given to the person who needs to, who came out of the bathroom, versus the person who wants to eat. So back to our question. The Gemara says, for Tanan, Mervius Neutlin, Lish Echot, Le'echot, Ve'afil L'shnayim. So that isn't the question, says the Gemara. What Ilfa asked was, El de Kamasha Chada Chada Yodei. Somebody is washing his first hands, and then he washes his second hand. And he's now washing both hands, acceptable. Asked the Gemara, that too cannot have been passably Ilfa's question. Elo de Kamasha Chada Chada Yodei. Asked the Gemara, Tanan, the Mishnah, and again in Masechta Yudayim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph teaches us, Hanoitel Yoda Achas Benatilo. If one washes one hand by having water poured on it, the Achas, and the other hand by Shtifa, putting it into a body of water, and the way most Rishonim explain, the body of water has to be Memsah. We're talking here about a mikvah, and that's the opinion of the Rambam, that in order to be able to wash your hands through tefillah, you have to put your hands into a place that's kosher for mikvah, which is memsah. The Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees. Rabbeinu Yoina says that yes, if a person wants to immerse himself in a mikvah, the mikvah has to be 40 saw. But here we're not immersing ourselves in a mikvah. Here we're just using the body of water for netilas yadayim, and therefore the Ben Yonah says, even if there's just a revius water, that would be acceptable. So therefore, asking about Anoitel Yodah Achas B'Netilo, one hand, he pours water on it. V'Achas B'Shtifa, on the other hand, he put into a body water, Yodah Teres. So certainly in this case, he didn't wash his hands at the same time. And if he didn't wash his hands at the same time, certainly If he didn't wash his hands in the same way, it's acceptable. Certainly not washing his hands at the same time would not be a problem. So we still need to understand what was Ilfa Shaila. Ella the Kamasha Palga Palga the Yodei. If he washed only one part of his hand at a time, ask the Gemara. Vamra de Rabbi Yanai. That question, ask the Gemara, has already been taught by Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai teaches us, Yodayim ain't tahiris lachtzayim. You can't wash your hands partially, says the Gemara. Leitzricha, the case that we're speaking about, dekamashka tefeach. Your hands are still moist from the first washing, and therefore, since your hands are still moist from the first part of hand that you washed, and now you wash the second part of your hand, they could combine. Ask the Gemara, v'chi'ika mashka tefeach, my havi. If your hand is still moist, is that, ask the Gemara, a halachic consideration? For Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechta Taharis, Periches Mishnah Tes, Hanitzik, if water is rolling down from, water is being poured from a vessel on higher to lower, or this is when it's poured, that's nitzik. A katafris, or if water is rolling down. Mashka tefeach, or there's moisture between two vessels. Ein achibur, those two vessels are not considered connected. Loy l'tuma, not to make tuma. V'loy l'tahara, and not to make that the two mikvahs that are connected with that way, that they should be considered a mikvah. So we see that halachically, this is not considered a valid consideration. And it says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, was speaking about a case, Dika Tefeich Latfiach. Yes, moisture itself, says the Gemara, is inadequate. But when we have so much moisture, which is Tefeich, Amanas Latfiach, that it could give off, it's so moist that whatever touches it will become wet, then maybe it is considered a connection. And in fact, the Rabbi Avadia Yosef, I saw in a sefer Yalkut Yosef, Or Chaim, Chelek Zayin, Omid Nun Beis, says that if somebody washed his hands that way, so the second time you wash your hands, you shouldn't make another Netilas Yadayim. Says the Gemara, but the question of Tefeach Amnas Latfiach, asked the Gemara, Hanami Tanina, that also has been learned. Tefeach Latfiach, if it's so moist that it could give off moisture, it is considered a chibur. Says the Gemara, maybe when is it considered a chibur regarding mikvahs? If there are two mikvahs that are connected with moisture that is so great that it's tefeach amnas latfiach, that's where the halacha will be connected in. The Tanan, because the imaliyah mikvahs, Rabbi Yehuda he, and this represents, says the Gemara, the opinion of Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masecht Mikvahs, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, teaches us the following halacha. Mikvah Sheyesh Bo, Abayim Saw Mukhvenes. As we said a moment ago, the amount of water a kosher mikvah has to have is Abayim Saw. If we have a mikvah, which is exactly Abayim Saw, V'yodu Shnai V'tavlu, and two people went into the mikvah, Bezach Hazeh, one after the other. The halacha is, Harishon, the person who went into the first mikvah, is Tahar. The reason that person is Tahar, because he went into a mikvah that has the proper shear. Vasheni, but the second person who went to the mikvah in order to become Tahar, will remain Tameh. And the reason that individual remains Tameh is because when the first person went and leaves the mikvah, he takes along with him some of the water that was in the mikvah. So now, since he takes along with him some of the water that was in the mikvah doesn't have the proper 40 saw. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but says Rabbi Yehuda, Im ha'yiragl shalrish noigis b'mayim, if the first person is still standing in the mikvah as the second person goes into the mikvah, the halach is hasheni tar. Because we say that all of the water that's still on the body of the person who went to the mikvah first is still connected into the mikvah. And that is based on the principle of Gur Achas. Gur Achas says that all the water that's on his body rolls down and it's connected into the mikvah. So we see from here that if the first person is still wet, the second person who's going into the mikvah is going to be considered also that he went into the mikvah that has a memsah. And how wet does the first person still have to be that we should be able to apply the halacha of Gur Achas? That is only if the person is so, there's so much liquid, there's so much moisture left on that person's body that it's toifeach amnas hatfiach. Then we could apply the concept of Gur Achas. But we can't learn that. That's a special halacha in Hilchas Mikvos. But when we're speaking about Netilas Yudayim, says the Gemara, who says that that is a concept that we should take into consideration? Hilchas Mikvos have their own set of principles. And since Hilchas Mikvos have their own set of principles, we can't learn one from the other. And the Gemara, therefore, is not quite certain how you could wash one hand and one hand at a time. The Gemara here spoke about washing hand, and the Gemara also spoke extensively about liquid that's left on the hand, moisture that's left on the hand. And our Gemara seems to learn that as long as there's still moisture on the hand, certainly if there is enough moisture, that's a teifech amnas latfiach, it could be considered that you haven't completed Netilas Yadayim, which the Shas Tshuva Smichas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach, uses to teach us a very important halachic principle. He says that many times people need to wash their hands, and they are on a plane, for example, and there is no other sink besides the sink in the bathroom. And of course, normally, one is not allowed to wash one's hands in a bathroom. So the question is, how could you wash Netilas Yadayim if the only sink available is in a bathroom? So the Michas Yitzchak uses what we just learned in our Gemara to say that if one washes his hands in the bathroom, but he's careful not to dry his hands until he leaves the bathroom, since he's careful not to dry his hands until he leaves the bathroom, until one's hands are completely dry, it's not considered as you finish washing your hands. And since it's not considered as if you finish washing your hands, then you dry your hands outside the bathroom, and therefore you did the Netilas Yadayim outside the bathroom. Rabbi Tzina Abba Shol Zatzal adds another component. He says that when the halacha is that one is not allowed to wash their hands in the bathroom, he says it's not referring to the type of bathrooms that we have b'zman hazeh. In those days, when one had a bathroom, whatever waste was in the bathroom, in the toilet, remained there. And therefore, of course, the place of a bathroom is a place where one may not wash their hands. However, he says, b'zman hazeh, when one goes to the bathroom, you flush, and therefore that, because it's a bathroom where you flush the toilet, maybe that is considered a situation of that it's not considered a real bathroom. And again, that could be used as a consideration to allow one to wash, to where one could wash his hands. The Chazal made a gzeira that if somebody goes to the mikveh, if after he goes to the mikveh, 3 lugim of mayim she'uvim come on him, or if he goes into a bathtub with mayim she'uvim, then the halacha is that he becomes tamei. And if he touches truma, the truma will become tamei. The reason Chazal made such a gzeira, because people used to go to mikvahs in those days in caves and pits that were not clean water. And then after they would leave that pit, they would immediately take a shower. And take a bath. And what happened was that people started to make the error in believing that it's not the mikveh that made you tar, it's that shower or bath that you took after the mikveh that makes you tar. And therefore Chazal made a gzeira that if somebody takes a shower or a bath after going to the mikveh, that he will be tameh, to avoid people making this mistake. Amr b'yimriya. So Rabbi Yimriya comments, Harei Amru, habar rosh v'ruba b'mayim shuvim. If somebody goes into a shower with mayim shuvim, or goes into a bath of mayim shuvim, or tosh nafal rosh v'ruba shloshim loyim mayim shuvim, tameh. By Rabbi Yimriya. So now that we've established that halacha, ask the Gemara, chetzi v'bi v'chetzi v'nefila. We said that the shear is shloish shalugim mayim shuvim. So half of it was by you going into a bathtub, and half of it was by going through a shower. Mai. What is the halacha? And the Gemara says, teku. The Gemara says that this halacha was not decided. But says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Hrei Amru. The halacha is, as we know, the Gemara Masech the Brachas teaches us that a Balkeri, a person who had an emission, is not allowed to learn Torah, Dala Davin, until he goes to the mikveh. The Chazal were lenient that somebody who is a sick person and becomes a Balkari, then he can't go to the mikveh. There's a way of avoiding the problem, and that is by having Shloisha Lugamayim, Tisha Kayim Mayim Shuvim will make you Tahor. Of course, many Mefarshim ask the question. We just finished learning the Gemara that Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim, as soon as you have Gimel Lugim and Mayim Shuvim, you become Tameh. So how could having, because people should not make the mistake that you should think that that's the way you become Tar. So how could pouring on a person 9 Kavim of water make him Tar? And the way the Rishonim answer this question was that the gzeira was only on the amount of water between gimel lugim maim shuvim and tes kavim. But once you have tes kavim, then this rule, then the rule that somebody takes such a shower becomes tamei is not applicable. Another explanation that's given is that this rule that Chazal said that if you take a bath or a shower, you will become tamei was not said to a chayla. It was not said to somebody who's not well. So ask the Gemara, Amra Papa, again they said, Harei Amru, Balkeri chayla, Shenosno Teshub Kabim, if he has 9 Kavim Maim Shuvim poured on him, he's Tohar. So ask the Gemara, Boy Ra Papa, Chetzi V'Tfila, Chetzi V'Nasin. Again, because the principle of our shiur today has been, can we combine two different halachic principles? Can we combine partially by having water poured on him and partially by himself in immersing himself in that water? And here too, the Gemara remains with a teiku. Of course, the important question to discuss is our Gemara just spoke about somebody who goes to not allowed to take a bath or a shower after going to the mikvah. And even not after going to mikvah, becomes tamei. So the question is, if somebody goes to the mikvah, what is somebody allowed to take a bath or a shower? So the Ramah in Yoredeya Simon Reish Aleph Sefhei says, Lachat tefila b'mei mikvah k'sherim, after a person goes to a mikvah, a woman, Meteris l'konis l'merchatz, k'tishisham atzmai, she could go into a bathhouse, that's permissible. Avlachs of alichatzachkach to take a bath or a shower. Yesh oisrim v'chein nagu. The Gra says that many people disagree with this halacha, and they say that you can. There are others that say that one should not take a bath or a shower right after the mikvah. The halacha is. The way the poskim seem to differentiate is a number of points. One is, if somebody's taking the bath or the shower not in the mikvah, they're taking the bath or the shower in the house, the Klos Magrebin already in the Child's Tshuvas, Divrei Yatziv, discusses this, and he says, in that Tshuvan, Chelik Yerideya, Simon Kuf Yad Beis, that one could be lenient if you're not taking it, the bath or the shower at home. If you in the mikveh, you're taking it somewhere else. And the same thing is the opinion of the Shal Sechuvis Tzitzel, Yezachel Yur Aleph Simon Samach Dalet. He also suggests that if somebody is taking a bath and a shower right afterwards, he should not wash their entire body at the same time. Another question, and then the Paiskim also say that this is only regarding a man, a woman, whose obligation to go to the mikveh is obviously midaraisa. But if you have a woman who's going to the mikveh, and a man who's going to the mikveh, men who go to the mikveh, b'zman hazeh, is only because of a minik. The Gemara in Masechta Bracha says that the halacha of a balkeri not learning or davening is not something that we obligated to follow. So by such a person who goes to the mikveh and he wants to take a shower afterwards, there's room for leniency. And in fact, most interestingly, the Yesod V'Sharish Avodah, a very accepted sefer, suggests that not only may one take a shower or a bath after going to the mikveh, but he says that a person should try after going to the mikveh, that somebody should specifically take a shower or a bath after the mikveh. The Shaivit Alevi in Chelik Zayin Simen Lamed Gimel says that it's very hard to understand that Yisoid, that Svara of the Yisoid of Sharish Havoida. Our Gemara, the entire sugya that we've learned so far today, has been discussing if different halachic situations can be combined. I saw a question, could one combine hearing Havdalah with hearing part of the Havdalah and saying part of the Havdalah? It's very much connected to the same question that we've been learning throughout our shiur. When you hear Havdalah, you're relying on Shemei Ka'ina. When you say Havdalah yourself, then you're relying on saying it yourself. And the question is, can it be combined? Where is the Shas HaTshuvas Har Tzvi in Erechayim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach discusses this question. And the question is, can these two different halakha principles combine? He suggests that they can combine. He says, although we've had an extensive discussion in our shiurim about different halachic principles combining, still, he says, the situations, the issues that were raised in our Gemara are issues that we have to consider. But we should not, he says, add new halachas. And what wasn't, he says, and therefore, whatever wasn't mentioned, and whatever wasn't mentioned in the Gemara is not something that we should consider. And therefore, the halacha is, says, he says, that somebody could hear the Havdalah, even though part of the Havdalah, the Bari Meir'eish, many people have the minig, they make their own Bari Meir'eish, they make their own Mari Bini P'samim, and it's not considered an issue. We learned in the Mishnah, Echer Amar B'fani Nechtam, and one of the Shlichim said B'fani Nechtav, and one of the Shlichim said B'fani Nechtam, the get is possible. As we says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, when is this halacha that if one shliach said b'fani nechtav and one shliach said b'fani nechtam, we cannot combine them? Says the Gemara, that's only when she'en get joitz b'tachash de shneim, when we don't have two shlichim delivering the get. Avol get joitz b'de shneim, if two people are shlichim to deliver a get, kosher. Even though they didn't say b'fani nechtam. Alma says the Gemara kesover. It's obvious that Rav Yochanan's opinion is that shnayim shaviu get from Dinas Hayam. If two people bring a get from Dinas Hayam, ain't tsroichim shiyam b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. B'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam need not be recited. Because why do we have to say b'fani nechtam? Is because we're worried that if there will be a error, if there will be an issue raised regarding the get, we wouldn't have two people to be mekayim the get, to verify the get. But here, since we have two people who delivered the get, the halacha is that the get will be a kosher get. So certainly according to Rava, who says that the concern is that we won't have a way to be mekayim the get, that isn't a consideration under such circumstances. Amale Abaya says, Abaya Elam Ata, if what you're saying is correct, then when two people bring the get, everything is different. Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Sefer Diktani, Shnayim Amr B'Faneinu Nechtav. If two people say B'Faneinu Nechtav, Echer Amr B'Faneinu Nechtam, Posel. Yehuda Machsha, Tama, the reason is that why do we have a Machlaikis? Dein Aget Yotzim Tach Shneim, because they both were not appointed. Haget Yotzim Adei Shneim. But if there were two people bring the get, you just taught us that when two people bring a get, everything is fine. Machshrei Rabbanan, Amalei in. Says the Gemara, so, V'chi en get yotz v'dech shnayim. If the get is not being brought by two people, but my pligi, what? So if that's the only time the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda are arguing, ask the Gemara, what are they arguing? Says the Gemara, Masavah, Chachamah of the opinion, that even though we trust the shliach, gezrin and dama isla chlufi bekim shtaros alma. If we're going to allow this to happen, we're going to say that whenever we need to verify a document, certify a document, we'll say eid echad is enough. And if part of the eid, if over here we're relying partially on eid echad, we're going to rely on that even when the halacha doesn't allow us to rely on two eidim. Only by a get, as we've been learning throughout the Masechta, are we relying on one shliach. Mishimiguna ikilu barabonon. But we can't apply that elsewhere. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Azrinan, there is no reason to make such a gzeira? Because here we're also having two people say it b'fani nechtav, and people won't make a mistake. Lishna achrina amrlei. There's a different version. Mishnah began, if one said b'fani nechtav, one said b'fani nechtav, it's possible. Amr, to which the Gemara, according to this version, Amra Rashmu by Yehuda, Amra B'yachron, Afilu get yoitz medech edei shneyam. Even if the get was delivered by two people, the aloch is that the get is possible. Alma Kusover, obviously it is his opinion, the Shnaim Shaviyu get Medina Siyam, even if you have two Shalichim bringing the get, Tzricha Shiyoim Refneinim Nechta Befani Nechtam. We always have to have Befani Nechta Befani Nechtam. Amal Abaya, so Abaya says to Rav Shmuel ben Yehuda, if that's the case, El Me'ato, Seifa Diktani. We learned in this later in the Mishnah that Shnaim Refneinim Nechta Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, Possel, the Chamol, the Spas Review, the Machshir, I feel get yoitz v'deich shneim. Even if there were two shlichim bringing the get, pasle rabbonim, the rabbonim will still hold that the get is not good unless b'fani nechtam was recited. Amlei in. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. The Ma'ika Mifgi, why do Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Says the Gemara, Mar Sover, says the Gemara, that the chachamar of the opinion, that why is b'fani nechtam need to be said? Because the people in Chutz Laretz were not familiar with the halacha of Lishma. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference how many people bring the get. We have to have a b'fani nechtam to make sure that the get was written Lishma. Or Ma'asavar. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, that the concern is that we won't have anybody to certify the get. And therefore, if we have two people who brought the get, so we always will have these two people who brought the get that will be available to certify the get, and therefore b'fani nechtam was not necessary. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to explain the machloikus of Chachamim and Yehuda, so we go back to the machloikus that we began our Masechta with on that base, the machloikus of Rava and Rava, why Chazal instituted b'fani nechtam, turns out tanoihi. It turns out to be machloikus tanoim, with a chacham holding like Rava and Rabbi Yehuda holding like Rava. Says the Gemara, loy. Rava mataritz k'lishna kama. Rava is going to explain the Mishnah like the Lishna kama, that we learned the Lishna kama of this Gemara, of Yehuda and Shmuel, that whenever you have two people bringing a get, you don't need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And the Rabbanon who disagree did not disagree, as we learned in the Lishna Achrina, because the Rabbanon didn't disagree. And the Rabbanon will agree that if two people bring the get, b'fani nechtam need not be said. Why? Because the only concern is the concern that Rava introduced, and that concern isn't applicable when two people bring the get. So it turns out that the Lishna Kama is exactly consistent with Rava's opinion. And the only concern is about people being mekayim to get. And therefore, the Rabbanim will also agree that if two people brought the get, there's no need to say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. Rava Amalach, how will Rava explain? The Kul Alma, everybody's in agreement that the concern is being in Lishma. The concern is about Lishma. What's the case here? Our Mishnah is referring to case that they already know, the people in Chutz Laretz learned the halacha of Lishma. The chlokes here is, need we be concerned if people are going to forget in Chutz Laretz, going back to the original place that they forgot the halacha b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The mass of a chazrinin, we need to be concerned, and therefore, even though the people in Chutz Laretz now know the halacha l'shma, we have to still say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And the mass of a chazrinin. So if that's the case, why, in the first case of the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yehuda Machmer, in that case as well, since people know l'shma, then Rabbi Yehuda should be lenient for lifting namri of the Bereisha. In the first case, when one person said b'fani nechtav and one person said b'fani nechtav, then if the concern is l'shma, and now we know, and we're not that concerned about Yachsa Davul Kekulei, why are we machmer? Says the Gemara, Hitma Lo. Indeed, says the Gemara, Amu Ula taught us that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that now that the people in Chutz Laaretz know the din of Lishma, Cholaka Rabbi Yehuda Af Perishayna. And he holds that even if one person said Befani Nechtam, it will still be kosher. Moser V'Oshe V'Yula. It says in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Machsh Bezu, Rabbi Yehuda, the case that we had in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda disputes the Rabbanon, says the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Machsh Bezu V'Loi B'Acheres. My love, what is meant? The Lamuti Echraim V'Fani Nechtam V'Echtam V'Aim V'Fani Nechtam, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that the get is possible. But the way you're explaining now, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that since we're not worried, Shema Yaksa Dovel Kekula, Rabbi Yehuda should be lenient in that case as well. Says the Gemara, Loi. Indeed, in a case where one person said Befani Nechtam and funny, another person said Befani Nechtam, Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. The reason he's lenient is because he's not worried, Shema Yaksa Dovel Kekula. What was meant when the Brisa said, when Rabbi Yehuda Machsh Bezu B'Loi B'Acheres, Lamutei, when somebody said, B'Fani Nechtam V'Loi B'Fani Nechtam. The Sak Dat Chamin Ahoy V'Loi Am Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned, for Gzei Rishiyam Yachsa Dovel Kulkulai, Dim Asa Lechlufi B'Shkim Shtaris Da'almi, Be'et Echad Nami Loi Le'azar Kamash Malam. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. Why do we have, if we hold that the Chesima, like Rameah holds, the main thing is that the chesima was done properly, why would we need to be concerned if we only said Befani Nechtam that that's inadequate? And the reason is, because if we're going to be lenient with one person saying Befani Nechtam and saying that that is adequate, what could eventually happen is that people will, what could eventually happen is that people will think that you don't have to, that you could always do Kiyum Shtaris with one aid, which is not true. It's only by a get, because Mishim Eguna Kila Barabaran, that we allow one person to say it. But and therefore, he has to say Befani Nechtav and Befani Nechtam, to show the difference. Because normally, when we certify a Shtar, the way we certify a Shtar is with two people saying testimony about the signatures. Here, we're being lenient, and we're allowing that only one person should say. But at the other hand, to show that this is not your regular Kiyum Shtaris, he has to say Befani Nechtav. And that will show the difference from regular Kiyum. But we maybe would think Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned, and Rabbi Yehuda will be lenient even if somebody says Befani Nechtam alone. That way, in that case, he too, just like he's not concerned for Shema Yachsa Dovel Kekulei, he is also not concerned if just Befani Nechtam is recited. Tells us the Gemara that lenient Rabbi Yehuda is not. It Menami, it says the Gemara. So did we learn? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shnaim Shavir Get B'dinas Hayam. If two people bring a get from Dinas Hayam, and one said Befani Nechtam, one said Befani Nechtam, Bonan Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, it's possible, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. Here we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Lashon Basra, that like he holds the Lashon Basra, because if he held like the Lashon Kama, then it should be kosher even according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold, according to the Lashon Kama, that when two people bring a get, you don't have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Here we see that even when two people bring the get, they still, Rabbanan, require Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam to be recited.